Hello, listener. This is Brian, and I just want to let you know about a special event we're premiering in the month of September that we're calling Many-Sided Saturdays. It's basically what you get if you smash together actual play with Saturday morning cartoons. And there is simply no game more Saturday morning cartoon coded than Yazeba's Bed and Breakfast. Every Saturday in September, starting at 10 a.m. Eastern on the Many-Sided Media YouTube page, we are going to be airing our season of Yazeba's Bed and Breakfast. Plus, we will also be airing episodes of the award-winning Yazeba show by Jeff Stormer. That means there will be three back-to-back-to-back episodes of Yazeba's every Saturday morning in September, starting at 10 a.m. Eastern. But we are not just airing reruns. No, no, no. On the last Saturday of September, we are going to be premiering two brand new episodes featuring special guests like Jay Stroutman from Planet Arcana, Cameron Stripmatter from The Panic Table, and Olympic gold medalist Lori Hernandez. So tune in to the Many-Sided Media YouTube channel every Saturday in September starting at 10 a.m. Eastern to hear some great stories from Yazeba's Bed and Breakfast on Many-Sided Saturdays. We'll see you there. Once upon a time, the world was cruel, and there was a witch who knew it well. And so she sold her heart to build a house in the woods where the world could never find her. At first, she would let no one into her fortress. But in the long march of days, a strange thing happened. In her own cold and spiteful way, the witch made a friend. And then another. And then several more, until her house was teeming with colorful faces and complicated lives. The house would come to be known as Yazeba's Bed and Breakfast, and it would last for a very long time. Chapter 18, Who Knows How a Garden Grows? Featuring
Abby Hepworth as the rabbit in the garden who wears a little outfit.
Brack playing Emily.
Jay playing Monday.
Ellie Davis playing Parrish.
And Brian Flaherty playing Sal. And as your concierge. On the front door of Yazeba's Bed and Breakfast, there is a sign which reads, "No soliciting, trespassing, romancing, snooping, snitching, or unnecessary small talk welcome." Yazeba reserves her temper for those she catches violating these rules. But underneath that sign is a second, smaller sign, which reads, "Room for Everyone." It is always September 15th inside the bed and breakfast, because that is Yazeba's favorite day. And on this particular September 15th, Amelie and Sal had both worked at the bed and breakfast long enough to know when Yazeba had gotten into one of her moods. The first warning sign was always that Yazeba would withdraw even further from the daily goings-on of the bed and breakfast. The second was always the discovery of mysterious packages containing books written in a variety of natural and unnatural languages in the mailbox. And the third was her apparent cheerfulness. A chipper witch is far more dangerous than a grumpy one. And so, when Yazeba came whistling down the stairs for the first time in weeks with a stack of books under one arm, all of them titled things like Barnable Duke's Officious Guide to Horticultural Production, Amelie and Sal knew exactly what was going on. She tossed her tomes into the kitchen table, nearly spilling Sal's coffee.
"Well, my dear staff, I've been thinking about the backyard,"
Yazeba said with an insincere smile.
"I believe that the garden requires some upkeep, and I've decided that one of you will be taking care of it for me.
Amelie whirred around, leaning their broom against the wall. They almost never put it down, so they must have been quite excited.
Miss Yzeba, this task force is well within my ability to resolve.
At that very same instant, however, Sal leaned back in his chair and said, "Don't worry, ma'am. I'll get it looking gorgeous." Amelie paused and looked at Sal, surprised. Sal paused and looked at Amelie, surprised. Yzeba rolled her eyes.
"So, which of you wants to be in charge?"
Sal stood up with indignation.
"Yzeba, I'm a creative, an artiste. Give me a plot of land and I'll make it the most beautiful garden you've ever seen. Look, very respectably, to mix tin can over there," he nodded to Amelie. "But you need someone with a vision. And that's me."
Amelie beeped with indignation and coolly argued.
"Mr. Sam has less than 100% success rate in disposing of his expired sandwiches. Could be a suboptimal designation for this duty."
Sal started to stammer out a rebuttal, but Amelie cut him off.
"I have a disk with 50 megabytes of the latest cutting-edge botanical organization software. I can plot the perfect garden."
"Ugh,"
Yzeba said, pinching the bridge of her nose to hide a shrewd little smirk.
"It doesn't really matter as long as it gets done, so I suppose both of you will supervise this project."
In unison, Sal and Amelie both said something along the lines of,
No, wait, what?
Yes, no. They glared at each other from across the main desk. Yzeba stopped hiding her amusement.
"You'll have to work together, of course. Wrangle some volunteers, put the rabbits to work. You have a garden to grow."
This is chapter 18, Who Knows How a Garden Grows, and this is a frantic chapter of Yzeba's Bed and Breakfast. The mechanics for a frantic chapter are the chaos coins. So to start the chapter, we've put a big pile of chaos coins in front of us, or separated across three countries, actually. United States, Canada, and England. We have coins, and in some cases, buttons that will be serving as coins, and a big pile in front of us. Whenever anyone wants to tick a track in this chapter, they'll consult their chaos coins. If you don't have any chaos coins, you succeed right away, and you take a coin. If you do have chaos coins, you flip all of them at once, and if all the coins come up heads, you succeed. Otherwise, you don't tick a track, and you must do a whoopsie about it. Either way, you take another chaos coin. Anyone can cash in 5 chaos coins to tick a track right away. When any of us does a bingo, they may give away all their chaos coins to someone else, making a whole mess of their problem. That person should not, in turn, just give those coins back. There's no tag backs in this game. For this game, there's a big track in the book that is the veggie track and the flower track. Each of the tracks, so things like peas and beans and orchid, each have 2 little boxes. Whenever a veggie track fills up, whoever checked it off gets an X. Whenever a flower track fills up, whoever checked it off gets an O. We take a tiny scrap of paper, draw that symbol on it. For us, we'll keep track of it digitally. And whoever has the symbol may give those X's and O's to whomever they please. But Amelie and Sal, in this case, would be most interested in receiving those X's and O's. During this chapter, everyone has access to the following additional bingos. The 2 bingos are bring someone else a snack and remind someone to put on sunscreen. We also have the following additional whoopsies, which are spill dirt or fertilizer everywhere, or step on a plant. This episode has the special guest of the rabbits in the garden who wear little outfits. And the rabbits in the garden who wear little outfits are normally a very helpful warren, but all the new seeds and veggies that are being tossed around have them feeling just a tad mischievous. So the rabbits in the garden who wear little outfits may consult their chaos coins in order to steal an X or an O from another player. If you succeed, they may consume it and mark a track on their journey. The rabbits in the garden who wear little outfits could also be persuaded to be helpful. After all, the garden is their front yard. Sal and Amelie are both trying to finagle the final say of the design in the garden. Amelie is attempting to arrange the garden in neat rows, alternating between X's and O's. And Sal is trying to play tic-tac-toe with himself. The garden in this case is a 3x3 square, very much resembling a tic-tac-toe board. Once the garden is completely filled up, so all 9 squares have been filled with veggies and flowers, Amelie and Sal decide together how the chapter ends. Everyone drinks some lemonade, and the bed and breakfast gets a memento to put on a shelf. We get to hold on to any extra chaos coins or unplaced X's and O's. These will be used for leftovers for our housekeeping to help our characters advance and to help us unlock additional characters and chapters. Before we get going, anyone have any questions about those particular mechanics?
I have a quick one. As the rabbits, I can do my special rabbit thing, or it's saying can be persuaded to be helpful. I can do the regular mechanic as well.
Yeah, you can do both regular or you can be a little mischievous if you like. And just a reminder to everybody about the general mechanic, the kind of like the overarching mechanic of this game, which is bingos and whoopsies. Bingos and whoopsies are listed on your character sheets. You can do these things to kind of activate a lot of these mechanics. So for instance, for Sal, some of his bingos are laugh about it, support someone creatively, and do it again, but louder. And some of his whoopsies are fail to follow through, get caught up in my own drama, and coast on by.
So there's two pieces of everything that we're trying to grow. Mm-hmm. We need two of those filled up before that grows.
That correct. Is correct.
Is that okay? And we fill those up with our chaos coins. We're trying to do something, and the chaos coins tell us if we do it or not. And doing it in this case is filling up the track.
So we open as it is a particularly beautiful September 15th out. Somehow it actually feels exactly like September 15th on this particular September 15th. A bit of a chill in the air, but it's sunny, it's feeling nice, and it feels like just a good day to be working outside. Just like maybe a t-shirt and some like maybe some pants, maybe some shorts. You're going to work up a little sweat digging in the dirt. And we open as we see two figures kind of holding on to mulch and manure and the mini shovels. What are those called? Trowels. There we go. I knew it wasn't dowels, but holding on to trowels and shovels and manure and fertilizer and mulch and stuff. And they are kind of very subtly kind of like pushing each other back and forth, trying to quickly make their way over to this large garden plot that has been laid, hoping to lay claim to the design before the other. The first character you see is a little bit bigger and is wearing what was clearly once a school like preparatory uniform. It's got like a gray pleated skirt. It's got a button-up shirt with like a tie and a little shawl over top of it. But the tie has been kind of like loosened a lot. The shirt is kind of half untucked, and the skirt has been like trimmed along the bottom to make it really feel kind of punk rock. Sal, this person has calloused fingers from a lot of plucking and playing on guitars. And on the cardigan, there is a kind of faded lettering of a name of this school that at one time said St. Olga's Preparatory School for the Beautiful Souls. But the word beautiful has been crossed out, and there's kind of like a pin button of the day to replace that adjective. And today it says green-thumbed souls. And Sal is kind of pushing back and forth with Amelie, running forward. Listen, Amelie, it's not all about doing everything perfectly, you know, one and then one and then one. Sometimes it's got to be a little free-flowing. It's got to be like jazz, okay? You know, beauty isn't just in systems and in rules. Sometimes it's in breaking the rules. You know what I mean?
I need you to know that even jazz has rules, Sal. And as Amelie responds, you'll see a fairly tall, I think about maybe 6 foot tall, robots. They're made entirely of silver with some accents of gold and deep dark steel. Their face is a LED screen, and right now has two glowing eyes with like a emoji style slashes making a forward brow to show their current emotion, or at least the emotion they feel they should be feeling at this very moment. They usually have a feather duster always in hand, or at least a broom. But today, for this very specific task that they've been designated, they're wearing a green overalls, a very wide-brimmed sun hat, a scarf underneath the sun hat as well, kind of wrapped around their head and tied underneath their chin. Wellington boots. They've got the whole thing going on. You can see there's even, despite them not necessarily needing this, that they will insist they do because it will discolor their metal, but a layer of sunscreen just kind of making their body slightly whitish tinted because it doesn't quite sink in. And they are, despite Sal being significantly strong, I think every time they do gently nudge them, they kind of barely move, then move just to make Sal feel better.
Oh, yes.
And it'll step to the side as if Sal had been able to shift their weight.
Yeah, Sal could just hear like the gyroscope inside that just keeps readjusting. And then there's very clear like the gyroscope sound. It's like, oh, nothing's happened. And then there's the very mechanical whir of a deliberate step.
Yep. And Emily just goes, you must understand, even jazz has rules. At the end of the day, there are things that make jazz jazz and not funk, for example, or pop.
Oh, that's so not punk rock. Oh.
So even punk rock has rules.
No!
Shouldn't I be saying that?
Sal's gonna run.
No, just trust me. I know what I'm doing. What this garden needs is sunflowers right in the middle.
Right in the middle?
And Sal's gonna run and like grab a bunch of sunflower seeds and is gonna try to like toss them in the center. So because I'm trying to do this, I don't have any chaos coins yet, so I get to succeed automatically, ticking a track in sunflower, but I now do take a chaos coin.
Oh, no. That has entirely uprooted my original plans. Give me a moment. And Emily stands there for a moment, and you can see the eyes kind of glitch as they're computing a new arrangement for the flowers now that this flower has disrupted it. Okay, yes, no, I know exactly how to do this. And I am going to grab a rose and plant it in the far back corner of this garden. There we go. That should help with the biodiversity, and they should aid each other in growth instead of competing.
No, we don't need rope. What? The classic flower we got? We want the fun flowers that you're gonna get really tall. You can see from outer space.
That's going to be awful to look at. So many varying heights.
I need backup.
From the bed and breakfast, tell me, who comes out to aid Sal? Is it Parrish or is it Monday?
Yeah, you go in, Parrish. I haven't seen what Parrish is about, and I'd love to see.
Sure. Parrish responds to Sal's call and goes, oh, I got a fresh pack of sunflower seeds. Dandelion seeds is what I meant to say. And I can't wait to plant them. Here I come. And you see a little frog man rocking some light wash denim overalls that have clearly been through the ringer. Like, they've got like holes all over the place, not because they're cool, but because he's, you know, worked a lot in them. And underneath, like, a very faded over the top fantasy design t-shirt under the overalls that's like super super faded, like a wizard casting a crazy spell. Big sun hat, like fisherman's hat with the strings on it that goes behind the neck, and then just like the most $5 plastic sunglasses on his little froggy face, barefoot, not a shoe guy, comes flopping out towards Sal and goes, I'm ready to make a dandelion salad, and starts running over and just starts sprinkling dandelion seeds around.
No.
I'm gonna trick a dandelion track.
Sal's gonna go up to Parrish. Okay, Parrish, here's the game plan.
Yeah.
Okay, we're gonna make this fun. All right, Yazeba, we're gonna fight off Amelie.
Gonna make it delicious.
We're gonna make it delicious. We're gonna make it nutritious.
Yeah.
We're gonna make it beautiful. And we're also going to make it a game, okay? Do you want veggies or flowers?
Well, see, as I was saying, dandelions can be food. You can make a wonderful dandelion salad, which is what I fully intend to do here.
All right, so your vegetables, I'll take flowers.
Veggies. Yep, I'm on veggies. You got it. Did you put your sunscreen on? Here.
And pulls out a big spray SPF 50.
All right. And you see Sal just kind of like does a quick spritz, but like doesn't rub it in. Just kind of like, okay, we're good. Now let's go do.
Oh, you got some white on your. You got to rub it in.
We're losing time here. Okay.
It's very important that you do not burn.
Probably gets it.
Listen, you're going to be veggies. I'm going to be flowers.
I'm veggies.
There's a little 3x3 plot over there. You and me, tic-tac-toe, okay?
Oh, yeah. All right.
And Sal's going to run over, grab a handful of sunflower seeds, and it's going to, like, fully work on the center square, trying to, like, get them planted, get them set, like, add a bit of manure, like, water it. Like, it's done. Like, it can't be. It's, like, looking at Amelie being like, this one's done. It, all good. We don't need anything else in the center square.
Yes, I suppose. I've already recomputed.
Because of that, I've got one chaos coin. I'm going to flip it to see if I am successful. That's a head. So I do succeed, so I get to tick the second sunflower box. Flowers is O's. Okay.
Flowers is O's.
Everybody's always saying that.
You know, as they say.
You know what they say. You know them? They you say
them.
It.
Them.
You know them. And Sal's going to go ahead and put that O right in the center. Playing tic-tac-toe, antithetical to how it's usually played, starting with X's, because Sal is too punk rock. and as Sal's kind of making this, we hear a noise from somewhere behind the bed and breakfast. Monday, what do we see as you kind of arrive onto the scene?
You see a little fairy. A little fairy dream merchant who is typically dressed very ostentatiously, and today is no different because every day is a day to dress to the nines. The only difference is that today, Monday knew or had heard that there was going to be some gardening happening, and typically they wear, some deep purples, and that's all okay, but their wings, their butterfly wings behind them, are a little bit blue. They were a bit nervous that the blue was just going to fade into the background because it's like similar to green. So they've done a little bit of a fairy miracle and changed their wings to a bright magenta so that there's absolutely no missing them.
Hell
and
yeah.
They flap their little tiny butterfly fairy wings. And I think they just kind of come around to see all the chaos, the shuffling, the trying to decide where things are going. And I think they watch for a couple minutes without saying anything. And then when no one notices them, they like just start to clear their throat for a little bit. And they're just like, hello.
Oh, hey, Monday.
Hello. No one told me we were gardening today.
Yeah, we got veggies and flowers. Which do you want to get into?
Oh, I see there's a rose bush starting. I'd love to get into that. Oh, this looks like fun.
Dive on in. You have your sunscreen?
I don't need any sunscreen.
Everybody needs sunscreen.
Oh, fine, I'll wear a little bit of sunscreen.
Tosses you the 50 spray.
they spray themselves down. And I should note that also they are, even though they say they don't need sunscreen, they look like they're, all of their skin is almost covered up with like a suit, and they've got like a hat that's protecting them from the sun. So they're conscientious of it, but who knows if they need it or not. And they toss it back, and I think they just sort of float by, and they, I think they take note of maybe the fact that Parrish and Sal look like they're plotting. So, Monday's gonna head straight for Amelie. What's going on, Amelie?
Yes, we were given the task of making this garden fruitful or vegetable.
Oh.
That was the joke. So I was hoping for it to be more organized Well, Sal had other ideas. I think they are playing tic-tac-toe with vegetables and flowers.
We can't have that. I mean, they won't grow right if you play tic-tac-toe with them. They have to be in an orderly fashion.
That's exactly what I was trying to tell Sam, but they think that it's punk rock not to listen.
Typical Sal. What do you need from me, Emily?
Well, I would like to make them in rows of flowers and vegetables. That's the best way for the neighboring flowers to not compete with the neighboring vegetables, and for the neighboring vegetables to help the flowers flourish.
No problem. I'm going to tend to the rose bush before I start to help with the orderliness of the garden.
Awesome. So since you don't have any chaos coins, you automatically succeed. You take a chaos coin and you can mark off the second of the two tracks on the rose bush, which means you get a circle, which you can put onto the tic-tac-toe board or give to any of the other characters.
Oh, I'll absolutely give it to Emily because I'm following their lead on where things are going to be placed.
Upon seeing Sal had put their, or was it a sunflower, in right in the center, I suppose we're going to have to adapt. And I'm going to put the rose bush in the top center.
Sal sees this happen and goes, Parrish.
Rutabaga's good. We're gonna plant some rutabaga. That's a hit.
Ooh, that's success. So you tick off one track on the rutabagas.
Just like reaching into a little overall pocket and pulling out various food seed packets.
Rutabaga.
As you start pulling out various like food seed packets, a couple seeds start to spill on the ground, just kind of like various loose seeds. And all of a sudden, from underneath the earth, we feel a very small, very cute earthquake as coming up like lemmings. We see the rabbits in the garden who are surprisingly wearing little outfits. Abby, can you tell me about the rabbits in the garden who wear little outfits?
Yes, upon hearing the word rutabaga, some little rabbits, very intrigued, and they start poking their little heads out. And how many rabbits are in the warren? Nobody knows, but what we do know is that all of them are wearing fabulous little outfits. There are any number of rabbits. Who's to say? Sometimes there seems like there's 40. Sometimes it seems like there's only two and they're a real nuisance. We're going to find out. But right now it's just two little heads who poke up out of the ground. And one of them goes, rutabagas! Somebody said rutabagas!
Rutabaga, you bet. You want to help?
What? Help do what?
We're planting rutabaga and I could use several tiny hands.
Brother, unless they're asking us to eat the rutabagas, we're not going to help. Nah, brother, I think I want to help with the rutabagas. No, brother, we're going to eat the rutabagas. And,
I like to imagine that little conversation, all we hear is...
My brain, immediately when you went like, brother, I was like, Hulk Hogan?
I thought you were doing a call me brother.
nope, just call it out as brother. And then I am going to I'm going to steal an X or an O from another player. Because I don't have any chaos coins, I succeed.
Oh no, who are you stealing from?
I'm going to steal Sal's center O.
No!
And the one of the rabbits is going to go, you say we have to eat them. I've forgotten what voices I've done. We have to eat them. It's going to run over and eat. I guess it was the sunflower patch in the middle.
My sunflower!
Oh no, wonderful. Not your sunflower.
Those aren't the rutabagas. We wanted the rutabagas.
Emily's going to walk over to this rabbit and crouch down and go, thank you. You truly have helped here. As a reward, I will kick you something with the rutabagas we grow.
This rabbit's going to mouth just absolutely stuffed with sunflower seeds and also a bunch of petals, and is going to give Abelie a once over and go,
I like your overalls.
Thank you. I believe they're your favorite. She let me have them, which is worrying.
I have a friend who has overalls like that, and they're great.
Oh, I suppose we are,
I'm going to go get them, boogie!
And the rabbit is going to bounce. Literally.
Amelie, did I hear your team, rutabaga?
Rutabagas? What? Yeah, I want the rutabagas!
Yes, I am in this instance.
All right, yeah, why don't you come on over to the rutabaga patch and try it out?
I'll walk over. I'll see like the scattered rutabaga seeds and like kind of pick them up surreptitiously and place them in my palm and then set them in a specific section of this garden. And I'm going to try and grow, plant a rutabaga and see if I have one chaos coin.
Okay. Heads succeed, tails you do a whoopsie and take another chaos coin.
Heads succeed.
Wonderful. So you complete the rutabaga track. You now have an X that you can place on the board.
Amelie's going to place it in the center square where the sunflower once was.
You see Sal's eyes just narrow.
Well done.
Thank you.
As vegetables, I say, have replaced beauty. And Sal is going to go ahead and do a bingo, which is my favorite bingo from Sal, which is do it again, but louder. And Sal's going to go, flower team all day! We're going with moon lilies! And because I did a bingo, I get to give all of my chaos coins to someone else. I'm going to give my one chaos coin to Amelie.
Oh, okay. I just think Amelie kind of is, like, eyes have turned, the LED eyes have turned into, like, little hearts as they're gently patting the seeds into the ground. And all of a sudden, hearing Sal yell behind them snaps them out of it and interrupts their programming for a moment before they snap around. Do you have to be so loud? We are all within earshot.
Oh, yes, I could not agree more. What is this man who is yelling? And another rabbit pops out of the ground wearing a beret and a red scarf around his neck.
If the music's too loud, then you're too old.
Oh, no, this is not true. I am only 4 months old.
And Sal, with no chaos coins, is going to go ahead and take a track on the moon lilies, succeed, and is going to take a chaos coin for that. Amelie, you see Sal is like reaching in to his various pockets and pulling out these like very fancy like moon-shaped seeds and is like getting them ready, like making a little like surrounding the seed itself in like a layer of fertilizer and then a layer of mulch soil, and is like getting ready, has like the football ready to spike into an area. Just needs a little more work.
You hear Amelie about to compliment their technique, like, Sal, that's very smart. Have you been looking up how? No, don't throw it. And Monday, help.
Right, on it. Monday helps. Yeah, Monday can fly. So pretty much anything that's getting tossed around, Monday's just like grabbing it out of the air and just like trying to place it. Just so every once in a while, just like looking back at Amelie and just like nodding to make sure that like this is the right spot. Okay.
Every time you look around, their face changes into like any like a thumbs up or a thumbs down kind of image on their face.
Yeah, I think Sal with this like pre-made seed ball shoots it like a basketball and is shooting for the top left corner, which would put two O's in a row on the top left corner, but would be antithetical to what Amelie is trying to do. So you see this arc and like Amelie, I think you're like seeing it, like calculating the arc and realizing this is not where you want this thing.
Yeah. And I will call out. So I imagine Monday and Amelie, do you think Monday and Amelie play games together?
Oh, certainly. Certainly.
I think as I see Sal throw this, Amelie will go, Monday, A1, as they yell where, what part of this grid this is about to land in for Monday to intercept, hopefully.
And Monday does a bit of fairy magic to, they snap their fingers and a basketball net appears. And it rebounds off. just to try to get it in back into our original lineup.
Upon seeing it bounce out, the first rabbit goes, "Oh my god, it's a game!" And goes over and tries to just take the seats in general and is tossing them around. "Pierre, you gotta get in on this! Ooh la la, you know that I love the game, so we will play! Ha ha!" And they're gonna just start like batting it back and forth with each other.
Oh, no, I would like to please wait.
Emily's gonna try to leap forward to catch it. And I guess with little to no grace, basically slam it down into the spot that they want it in.
Monday moves the basketball net for you to have a perfect alley-oop.
And slam dunking it.
Hey, this is Brian, and I just want to tell you about some cool new stuff from our friends at Hero Forge. Hero Forge offers fully customizable tabletop minis with dozens of fantasy species and thousands of parts to choose from, all within your web browser. Hero Forge is constantly releasing new content, and they've just launched their latest feature, custom acrylic keychains. These keychains use the same technology as their color standees and are the perfect way to rep your beloved character when you're out in the world. They are highly detailed, ridiculously durable, and made of 1/8-inch thick acrylic featuring front and back color printing, measured on the same 30mm scale as Hero Forge minis and standees, which means they will be a one-for-one match for your heroes on the battle map. Plus, Hero Forge just released stainless steel minis. These are perfect for anyone who is looking for the retro feel of old-school minis. These stainless steel minis have a textured finish and a rugged, highly durable feel. So visit heroforge.com to start designing your custom keychains and steel minis today.
Hello, my name is Sam Dunnewald, and I'm here to tell you about Dice Exploder, a podcast where each week me and a rotating co-host take one tabletop RPG mechanic, just one mechanic, and break it down as deep as we possibly can. If you love thinking about role-playing games and how they work, this is the show for you. Come listen to me talk to Alex Roberts about love and pity, John Harper about elegance and layout, and Mikey Ham about, what else? Exploding dice! It's an interview show, a review show, a design show, and most of all, a show for anyone who loves these games. Come on down and join us. Find Dice Exploder at diceexploder.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Monday, because you did one of your bingos, you can give all of your chaos coins to a different character.
Oh, I did. That's right, too. I have one chaos coin, and I will give it to Sal.
Boo. and then Drac, are you trying to finish off the moon lilies into a certain section?
Yes, I am. I don't have it written down. What do we have so far?
We have an O in the top middle, an X in the very middle.
Okay, cool. I want yours. Okay, so yeah, I'm going to do it in the, and this is the.
This will be an O.
Moonlit, this is an O. X, O. Okay, so I'm going to put this in the bottom middle. Okay. As you see Emily catch this, and with they boot up their basketball programming and slam dunk it into the bottom middle through the basketball heap that Monday created for me.
Since you're trying this, go ahead and flip your chaos coins. So you will fill in the second track. If you are able to get both heads or get all heads.
All heads.
All heads?
Whoa!
Yeah, all heads.
Yeah, you fill in the second track of Moon Lilies and you now have this O to place. And you, as you say, slam dunk it through into the bottom bottom middle. Sal immediately falls to his knees.
No! It can't go this way.
Sal, you gotta admit, that looked cool. Come on.
No, come on.
That was sort of punk rock, I'd say.
That was not punk rock. That was so establishment. Come on.
I do not know. That felt sort of punk rock to me. Wait, no?
Right?
We will go get our friends, the punk rock bandits. We will return. And then both rabbits dive back into the earth.
Can't wait for the punk rock rabbit.
Me too, I can't wait for that. From there's the speakers where you can hear usually Amelie's voice come out. You hear like a crowd cheering after a slam dunk coming from it. And again, like little, like very happy, kind of happy bracket eyes as they kind of look around as if there was a crowd cheering for them. Before again reverting back to their more computational modes of appearing as they look across this garden.
Monday, I think we are on task.
I think we're looking great. Monday wants to approach Sal.
Yeah,
Sal?
Yeah?
I hear that you're trying to play tic-tac-toe.
Yeah. You trying to get in on this action?
No. But I just wanted to talk this through because, listen, Amelie is trying to make a perfectly, you know, sequential order, a perfect grid. XXX000. Do you see what I'm saying? We could all be winners of tic-tac-toe here.
But who's the bigger winner?
That's the question. Me and Parrish are on wavelength.
Don't
mind
me. Pumpkin, bean.
Digging in the seed pocket.
Listen, I'm just saying, maybe let's plant a flower together somewhere, maybe in the spot of my choosing, and then the next time I help you out, we could do it in the spot of your choosing. What do you think?
As you're mulling this over, another rabbit, this time wearing a jean jacket, or I'm sorry, a leather jacket with the collar popped, pops out of the earth and takes first glances Sal and opens his mouth to speak and then turns and glances Monday with the vibrant magenta wings and goes, "Ho, hachi machi! That's some shade of pink right there!"
Oh my, thank you. God, I love these rabbits.
Oh, baby, what are you up to on this fine afternoon?
Okay, first of all, where did you get your outfit? And you need to hook me up with your tailor.
Back at you, darling. My tailor's down in the rabbit land, though. You wouldn't fit down there.
Oh, my. I might have to take a break from gardening. I'll be right back, Sal. You do what you want.
Sal is going to kind of take Monday's advice a little bit to heart and is going to do a bingo about it and take his time to get it right. So he's going to send... two additional chaos coins. This time instead, over to Parrish.
Whoa!
Because I think Sal is kind of getting it. Like, maybe he can use Amelie's desire to get a perfect match, because that would create a tic-tac-toe board for someone. All Sal has to do is be the one to fill in the final, like, tic-tac-toe, and then and then truly everyone wins. Except for Parrish, who would lose the game of tic-tac-toe.
Yeah. You've gotten in Parrish's head so much that he's off to the side with a stick in the sand, drawing the tic-tac-toe board like it's a war map, and is like,
"So if I put an O here and an X, then I can have him in three moves."
Fully losing tic-tac-toe because it's too distracted. And that's a whoopsie of losing track of reality while getting caught up in a flight of fancy.
Hell yeah.
Oh.
So Sal, trying to do this right, is going to continue on. Since he started with O's, he's going to keep going on the O warpath and is going to look up. Is actually going to finish up the dandelion track, seeing Parrish being distracted with his war maps. Sees like all the dandelion seeds that are nearby and is going to scoop them up. Since I have no chaos coins, I'm able to scoop them up. I take a chaos coin, and since we filled in the dandelion track, I have a circle which I can place.
I also, if I may, Abby, like to imagine that there is a small general themed rabbit that's popped up at the little tic-tac-toe war room with Parrish.
Yes, definitely. And they're just sort of leaning over the middle. Oh, yes, yes, that would go over there. That is a good tactical approach over there.
And I think if we approach from the flank,
oh, yes,
we might have a chance at winning.
You draw the flanks, but who is protecting the northeast wall?
Who is protecting the northeast wall?
I also really like the idea that now you guys have X's and O's that are way outside the board coming in.
Coming in all over the place.
You now have a 25 by 25 square or something.
Yeah. There's a wall of X's and a wall of O's, like two armies drawn.
This is a very intense battle. But I have faith.
I think I think I have a solution.
And then Parrish reaches into his pocket and just pulls out a fully grown pumpkin and just drops it directly on the drawing and attempts to plant a pumpkin.
Huzzah! A wonderful tactical move. Thank you, sir.
Oh, come on. Oh, no. That's a fail. One head, one tail.
Oh, no.
And you got to do a whoopsie about it.
I think I'm going to do refuse to let go, and it's going to be literal, and Parrish tries to do a really, like, cool, like, touchdown, like, slam the pumpkin down, but just keeps holding on to the pumpkin and gets fully inverted, and his head just goes into the pumpkin, and he's, like, upside down, kind of, and stuck in the pumpkin.
Oh, dear. Let me... I'm on my way.
And Emily will rush over and try to pull Parrish out of the pumpkin.
Oh, no, you're in there quite stuck. Hold on.
And I'm just going to flip them over, just have the pumpkin on their head.
I suppose I could carve some eyes out. Give me a moment.
And I would like to use a bingo and download a new skill via floppy disk, as in one of the pouches in my overall, I pull out a floppy disk that is like deep orange with in markers, kind of like carved pumpkin smiley face on it, as they put it into their side and wait a moment, and you see like the download bar appear on their face, and it just goes zzz, 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 and 98% kind of just stays there for a while.
I think it's during the time when it's at 98% that Sal is just sneaking into the bottom right-hand corner and is planting the dandelions in the bottom right-hand corner, filling in the circle there.
And then finally, here's 99, and then 100. And then they...
Okay, I understand.
They'll crouch down and carve eye holes and a mouth out of the pumpkin so the parish can see through.
There you go.
Thank you, Amelie. Ooh,
you're very welcome.
I suppose this pumpkin's probably past planting then.
Yes, it seems so, but you look good.
Thanks.
Just big smile, like big. You carved a big, big jack-o'-lantern smile.
Yeah.
I think I'm gonna go grab some refreshments. And Parrish runs to get like some cucumber water to replenish everyone's electrolytes, and that's lift everyone's spirits with the perfect refreshments is a bingo, and give Sal 4 chaos.
Oh points. No!
Wait, because Amelie,
I was gonna say Amelie gets as well.
To do it.
Yeah, I'm gonna give you as well, Sal, my 4.
Chaos. Oh no! That's 4 coins that I have.
Evan, can you toss me a quarter?
How many do you need?
I just won.
You can cash those coins in.
I can cash those coins in.
Yeah.
So Sal, with snack in hand, is going to cash in 5 chaos coins to mark a track on the snapdragons.
Did you say dragons?
Dragons!
Parrish just 1,000-yard stares.
the little general rabbit also does that and then goes,
away, I must!
And dives back into the earth.
Oh dear, Sal, you should know not to mention dragons.
And like be waving a hand in front of...
Still pumpkin jack-o'-lantern head.
Yeah.
Does somebody see dragon? Ah! The rabbit's going to turn to the leather jacket. Rabbit turns around, sees the giant jack-o'-lantern frozen in his face and goes, oh no, I gotta warn the others! And jumps back into the burrow.
Sal's going to come over to Parrish and kind of like sees Parrish in this like kind of stupefied state. And it's going to do a bingo to try to support someone creatively. So it's just going to come up to Parrish and be like, Parrish, dragons, you slayed all the dragons. Dragons are gone. All that's left is these flowers that were made from their dragon fire.
I did slay all the dragons.
You turned them all to flowers, man.
Yeah. Yeah. I did. You're right.
And because I did a bingo, I'm actually going to give all 4 of my remaining chaos tokens to the little rabbits.
Ooh. I'm sorry. What are you trying to give us over here? Two identically dressed little rabbit sisters, one wearing pink and one wearing purple, pop out of the burrow. What are you sending my way? What are you giving to me?
Just four chaos coins. It's an in-game mechanic. So you're getting some of these. So you know, he just Sal hands four physical coins that somehow like disappear and fuse into you.
In-game?
Oh, we're playing games. We're playing games now. We'll show you games. And the rabbits are going to flip all five coins in an attempt to steal one of your exes.
You can just cash in all the coins if you want to. If you want to mark a track. I don't know if you can steal.
You're trying to eat?
It says the rabbits in the garden where they consult their chaos coins in order to steal them. So I have to chaos coins in order to steal.
Okay, go ahead, flip five coins.
All heads.
Oh, man. That was so close. With three heads and two tails.
Oof.
Oh.
So as these little twin rabbit girls are running over to try to scavenge some part of the garden, one of them gets up and she's like, oh, my God, there's so many rutabagas. We hit the jackpot. The other one goes, sister, no. As she trips and falls over herself. And she goes, oh, my God. I got dirt all over my dress. Oh, and the rabbit is going to start crying. This is, you're fine. Brown is in this year. It's all right that it's on you. It's like a tie-dye thing. It's fine. No, sister. It's so bad. And I'm going to do a whoopsie to bicker and argue amongst ourselves. As they're doing that, they're also stepping on plants for a double whoopsie. Oh, no.
That sounds right.
Oh, no. Okay. It's fine. We planted a heart here of the vegetables so far. That's fine. It's fine. We're fine.
What, you were trying to plant? You're trying to plant things? Sister, get it together. Maybe planting will help you. Then it'll be in vogue, because like that's why you got the dirt.
Yes, I'll happily accept any and all help.
Well, what are you trying to plant? What are you... Sister, get it together.
Mundy's taking notes on all the fashion, all the fashion talk that's happening. They want to stay current.
These are very much like 80s prom dresses that they're wearing.
Oh, yeah. And Mundy's enthralled.
Sal's just waiting to see this punk rock rabbit.
Yeah, yeah. He's on his way. Oh, don't you worry. But so, yeah, I think that the one rabbit, she is going to cash in her five chaos coins to help tick a box, and Amelie can direct her to see which one it's going to be.
Just to confirm, because my memory is always terrible, O's are flowers, correct?
O's are flowers, yeah.
Okay. Yes, I'm about to plant some orchids, actually, if you don't mind. Right around here. And I'll point to the lower spots that I would like some help with planting orchids. And I would like to do it along with them. Just succeed because I have no.
Oh, sure, sure.
I have no chaos coins to flip, and that's going to be set in the bottom right corner.
You see, now making three O's in the bottom. Sal looks and goes, "No, that was my win." Oh.
Did I win?
No, you weren't even play. You said you didn't want to play.
So, Sal, did you win?
No, I... Nobody...
We won.
We're still
we
playing.
Won.
It's...
We're oh. But... Tic-tac-toe, three in a row.
Oh my God. See, sister? Not only now are we both covered in dirt, we won the game. We won the whole
game. No, you
game.
Weren't
Oh, the
playing.
Rabbit won.
Oh my God, sister, did we win the game?
Congratulations.
Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. This is... Oh my God, you know who needs to hear this? Tony Rabbit. We'll be right back. We'll be right back. And they're going to both dive in. They also both definitely do a little tail wiggle as they dive into the burrow.
Sal is going to look at the board and is going to be like, all right, I'll take... Let's just keep play. We'll see. The second three in a row can also win. Okay, so I'll... Parrish, it's your turn.
All right. Monday.
Yes, Parrish.
Beans or peas?
Let's do beans.
Beans
There's
it is.
There's something magical about them, no?
Beans, musical fruit. That's what I always say.
Me too.
And I don't have any chaos tokens, so go fishing. Bean.
Ooh.
Beans.
Nor do I. Could I fill out the other side of the beans and we just handily get this done?
Oh, so you guys have an X to use.
I think it's very like Parrish plants like he seasons, so it's very much like taking the seeds and like tossing them in the air, flicking them, like throwing some to you. Like it's confetti. It's confetti for Parrish.
I fairy magic a conductor's wand and I just kind of like direct them where to go.
Bam.
And where do you place your X?
Oh, X. Left. Middle. Left middle.
Yes, orderly. We love to see it.
Orderly is definitely winning.
Yeah, you do see. Yeah, it is very clear that there's flower rows, there's vegetable rows kind of forming, and Sal is looking on, trying to figure out like, all right, how do I fix this by unfixing it? So actually, Sal is gonna go ahead and finish up like molding this little like pre-made flower ball with the snapdragons. I've got one chaos coin, so I'm gonna flip it to see if I succeed. That's tails. So I believe, oh no, I don't take another one. But I do have to do a whoopsie about it. And I think my whoopsie is gonna be failing to follow through. I think Sal's gonna get kind of annoyed and kind of like caught up in his own stuff. It's just kind of like, as he's molding together this snapdragon thing, he's kind of like looking at the board and everyone else is having, like everyone else is working together and seems to be having more fun. Like it's clear that everyone's picked Amelie's fun more so than Sal's fun. And Sal's just going to kind of like slowly kind of stop making his little snapdragon ball and just kind of like sits back and just kind of like fiddling with this, just kind of taking himself out of the equation a little bit for a minute. I don't even like, it's like, you can't, that punk rock doesn't have rules. All right, jazz doesn't have rules. It's just like creative. Like,
Parrish is gonna like run up to Sal and like run by and say,
Sal, that's not how we slay the dragons. On your feet, soldier. And is gonna say, the dragons are there, and point at the hole, doing a whoopsie again, losing track of reality, and say, throw your fireball.
I think Sal's gonna see Parrish has gone back into the state and like has been here before, knows what to do, is gonna do a bingo to support him creatively, and we'll give Parrish one chaos coin.
Sweet. And then I should flip to, I guess, help you plant, or no, you'll be planting.
I'll be planting, so I have no more chaos coins, I can just do it. But I see Parrish is like, needs this, I kind of get back on my feet and go, all right, Parrish, where am I aiming? Where am I aiming?
Right for the dragon's horde.
Oh my god.
Aim true.
Winds up.
Loose!
Throws forward and is going to land the O in the... I think Sal's going to put it in the top right. So still is threatening now two different three in a rows, but it still maintains a bit of the order that Amelie was looking for. As Sal's like starting to say, okay, maybe everyone can win, but hopefully I can win just a little bit extra. Maybe not. Who knows?
Amelie is watching this all go down. I think you can see, even though everything's going according to plan, definitely had specific fruits and vegetables in mind. So every time someone plants a new one, you see a moment of them recalculating the optimal planting procedure, and then nodding to themselves, please, seeing that despite the fruits and vegetables being different, it will also result in the most optimal garden for Yazeba. And they will go and plant. Seeing how good Parrish looks in that pumpkin head, they'll go and try and plant a pumpkin.
Still wearing it.
Still wearing it. They'll try and reach it. They'll reach into their pouch. They're very very pretty pouch. I think they probably, I imagine Monday has very like fashionable garden wear that they probably don't use, but it looks good anyway.
Nailed it.
So they borrowed one, and they have like a around their waist kind of like a belt where a bunch of satchels with different seeds are placed in. They'll reach in and pull out some pumpkin seeds and start planting those in the garden and humming a tune. It's not really humming, it's just straight up a song playing from the speakers coming from them. But they kind of play that quietly as they start patting it down. And I need to flip one coin. Heads, I succeed as I start planting a pumpkin.
As you succeed, suddenly appears. You didn't even see her pop out of the hole. It's a little rabbit who's standing there with a cigarette in her little paw. Darling.
Oh.
That gardening belt is stunning. Where did you get it?
Got it from Monday. Over there.
And I'll point over to Monday.
Oh, my, those wings. I should have guessed it was such a stunning creature.
Yes, the wings have a very beautiful head coat color.
Oh, the language of my people.
Head coat?
My people being fashion designers.
Would you like to help us? You could wear Monday's belt, if you like.
Darling, I never borrow clothes from others. I only make them for myself.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It was an honest mistake. We have never met before.
Yes, no, that's true. Oh, my name is Emily. Pleasure to meet you.
No, reach out a hand.
Emily, it is lovely. Edna, darling. She's just going to give her little paw forward as if you might give it a kiss.
They kind of lean forward and press it against their screen, and you just hear a kissing sound like from the speakers, and they stare down.
Can you tell that we were watching The Incredibles 2 right before this recording?
Honestly, perfect show to watch. Perfect movie to watch.
So do you design all the little outfits?
I design the most fashionable ones, but of course I have some competition.
Oh.
All of the best designs are mine, darling. You can tell because they're fabulous.
I think this is where Sal comes in and goes, what about if someone was into like punk rock rabbits? Like
punk rock?
Yeah, yeah, you know, like, you know, and kind of like motions to their skirt and his is kind of like cut up shirt and stuff. Just like, yeah, like, you know, something like this.
I can tell that's a one of a kind couture. Stunning, darling.
I was just going to like blush a little bit, come forward and go, do you like flowers?
I love flowers, darling. What types of flowers?
I was going to ask, what's your favorite? I can plant something, for you.
That is flattery if I have ever heard it, but I am amenable to this. I am partial lately. To the daisy.
And Sal's going to go ahead and tick off one of the tracks for Daisy and take a chaos coin.
You are the sweetest.
And is going to look at Edna. Do you want to help me plant the daisies?
I don't get dirt on my clothing, darling.
That makes sense. That is
so smart.
How do you do that when you just crawled out? How do you pull that off? Just like logistically.
It takes a lot of finagle and skill.
That's good enough for me, yeah.
I accept that without any further questions.
No follow-up.
That computes, yes. Sal, I can help you plant a daisy, if you'd like.
Sal kind of like backs up a little bit, eyes narrow a little bit. but then seeing how close the garden is to complete, Sal's eyes just kind of soften a little bit. And it's going to do a bingo and support someone creatively. It's going to give his Chaos Coken to Edna and the little rabbits. and it's going to look at Amelie and go, Amelie, why don't you show me a little more what you were thinking with the garden? Maybe there's some punk rock in order. You know what I mean? you know, it's so establishment that it is anti-establishment type of thing.
Man, you're overthinking it. It's not. Punk rock is about breaking the rules, breaking the lines, man.
Sal looks over at the punk rock rabbit. What does Sal see?
Punk rock rabbit is, I literally, like, my mind has gone blank on what punk rock would be wearing. So if anyone has suggestions.
It's wearing the exact same outfit as Sal. I just, exactly
oh my
the
God.
Same outfit.
It's definitely wearing the same outfit as Sal, but like maybe it has more safety pins and like a couple of extra patches on it.
Sal is going to look at the exact, essentially the exact same outfit, like look at the rabbit, look down at himself, look back at the rabbit, and all of a sudden realize like, oh my God. I'm a cliche.
Man, you gotta break from the system. You gotta
no.
rage against the garden, man.
Oh no, that's exactly what I said.
Good,
we're all the same.
And actually, a punk rock rabbit is gonna try to steal one of the O's from the completed row. Oh, no. And I have to flip my chaos coin.
One of you have to change now. That's so embarrassing.
It went under the couch, so we're going to flip another one. That's a heads, baby.
Did you just have one?
That was a pretty questionable flip there. You
okay.
had it on your knuckle and just kind of tossed it into the air. There was no rotation.
Can you see it from here?
You tossed it 6 feet away. Here, wait. I'll get up.
Wow, some cheating happening here.
That's a tail. Sorry, final call is tail. Man, you got rage. And as the rabbit kind of goes over there, he gets distracted by his mission, doing a whoopsie, and then is going to simultaneously do a bingo by going, he's just got rage against the whole garden. And it's just going to kind of keep hopping in this weird zigzag pattern as he does a bingo and wanders out into the world. And I'm going to give my chaos coin to Monday as I pass it.
Thank you. Oh, my goodness. These rabbits have my number today.
Yeah, man.
I love Monday and the rabbits.
Say you hear a little bit of like a sort of tune coming together as the rabbit hops off in toward the fence.
Monday flies over to Emily, and they're just like, this reminds me of last week when Yezeva wore the same thing as Mr. Boggs. Do you remember that? Oh, wait. Did you see that? Should I not have said anything?
I did not see that.
I'm going to do one of my bingos, which is reveal a scandalous secret, and I'm going to give my single chaos token to Parrish. You're collecting them, right? You've got a few.
I've got a few. I wouldn't say collecting, but
I would
it.
Now. I'm going to give you my single chaos token, and as I'm like divulging the secret and talking about how Yzeva wore the same thing as Mr. Boggs, which is... It's wild. They wore the same gray suit. Of course they wore the same outfit. I'm going to finish planting the daisies.
Interestingly, it looked perfect on both of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
But you never want to be wearing the same outfit as someone else.
Sal just has his face in his hands.
But of myself, such a faux pas, darling.
I think Amelie's the worst person to tell a secret. Because even without seeing it, they are able to create a perfect image of it, and it kind of appears on the screen of their face.
Oh my God.
So as you're describing, you just see the image kind of like, definitely like a artist rendition, but eerily accurate despite them not being there.
And everyone's like, oh.
See?
I can't, it's such an old-fashioned suit, it hurts my eyes. And she's going to sort of sashay, shimmy back on into the burrow.
Sal's going to look at it and go, I don't know. I kind of like three buttons these days.
Where's Monday planting the daisy?
Oh, great question. I'm going to plant the daisy. I'm going to look to Amelie for approval before I place it in the top left corner, which will create another row of circles.
Amelie, again, the emoji thing, thumbs up will appear.
Perfect.
So you've filled up the top row. Like, we're clearly in an ordered spot now. Like, there's almost no way around it. We've run out of flowers. So Sal's kind of accepted this bit of defeat and really is mostly focusing on the fact that he is really rocked to his core by this punk rock rabbit wearing the same thing. In a recent game, we completed one of Sal's tracks, which is, what do you think of this? And when this track fills up, I'm in the zone, my inspiration is flowing, and I show someone the song I've been working on, or describe it to them, or play it for them in real life. If it gets the reaction I want, I can replace my current journey with Legend in the Making. If it doesn't get the reaction, or if I'm too nervous to share it, I erase the track and start from scratch. And over the past couple of adventures with Sal, he kind of keeps running into the fact that, like, he keeps trying to throw punk rock at things and keeps finding he's more in line with, like, the order. Hanging out with Mr. Boggs, realizing that this, like, kind of fuddy-duddy lawyer is actually pretty badass, and now realizing that, like, trying to be counterculture is just going to be the exact same as all the other counterculture. And it's going to go up to Amelie and say, hey, Amelie, I've been working on a cover of something. I was wondering, could you just, like, listen to it and just kind of, like, tell me if I'm in tune and, like, if it sounds, because I'm trying to do an acoustic version of this, and it's kind of like, you know, 80s pop synth stuff, and can you just tell me if it works?
Yes, sure. Just give me a moment. I need to.
And they're going to pull out another floppy disk. and they said, like, synth rock, right, and pop, right? I think on it is literally written in, like, marker, 80s synth. 80s synth understanding. And they kind of slot that in, and again, wait for, there's, like, this should take about 2 minutes to download. And again, it starts downloading, and it stops at 98, and then it still says 2 minutes underneath it for the longest time.
Oh my god!
As that's happening, you just see Sal, like, tuning his guitar, but it's taking, like, a really long time. It's like, oh, wait, I'm almost there, buddy. I'm almost there. See. Okay.
Almost in sync. Right when Sal is ready to play, the download finishes, and they go,
I'm ready to listen.
And Sal kind of, like, nervously strums a couple of little chords, and then,
I used to be a renegade, I used to fool around, but I couldn't take the punishment, and I had to settle down. Now I'm playing it real straight, and yes, I cut my hair. You might think I'm crazy, but I don't even care, cause I can tell what's going on. It's hip to be square. It's hip to be square.
And Sal does a full version of Huey Lewis in the News, Hip to be Square.
Beautiful.
Parrish is full jigging, like, full time.
Oh, I'm trying to gauge what Amelie's reaction to this would be. Amelie's tapping their feet a lot. I think it's definitely a case of this is not their favorite genre of music, but especially after the download, they understand the appeal and the rules of this music. And Sal is abiding to them to an appropriate amount.
it's within the threshold.
Also, as Sal finishes, you guys look all over to Amelie for what their reaction is going to be. You notice all of a sudden that there's a little elderly rabbit standing immediately next to Amelie, wearing the exact same outfit, also thumping their foot, but in double time.
Aww.
They will turn over and go, oh my, you look wonderful.
Oh, thank you. I was going to say the same to you. It's a mighty fine hat you got there.
Right back at you.
Oh, Diggs, what you fine folks up to in the garden? That was a lovely song.
It was lovely.
It was like in tune and on tempo and stuff. Like, not necessarily, you don't have to talk about the performance, just kind of like the overall musicality to it. Sal's going to do a bit of a whoopsie and just kind of like fake confidence. I know that my performance was like, it's fine, it's got some work, but just like the kind of the general composition, you know, like take the performer out of it and just look at the art itself, and like you can just assess that, and you don't have to tell me whether or not you like me or not, you know.
Well, I wasn't entirely aware that it was judging whether or not I like you. I like you very much, Sal, and I like the music.
And you see Sal just kind of blush a little bit, kind of stammer. I've got some more that I'm kind of working, some originals, some covers. If you want to, you know, maybe help me record an album or something later.
If you're interested, would you like to play them now? There's been scientific evidence to prove that music actually helps plants grow.
Oh, I think Sal will do a bingo and take my time and get it right. And Sal is going to kind of sit down on a nearby bench, and it's just going to play some just acoustic guitar, like kind of classical guitar little riffs that he had learned in high school. It's all the riffs and all the like classical guitar that he doesn't want to play, but was forced to learn during his lessons when all he wanted to do was play power chords. But you find that he's actually like really quite skilled with this very like beautiful single picking type thing, and plays music quietly for the garden as you guys start working on the last square of the garden.
This little rabbit's gonna go over to Parrish.
Hey.
Oh, so I see you got some vegetables coming on over here. What sort of a veggie you got?
Yeah, I got a pumpkin, as you can see.
Oh, that's not just your head?
Oh, it's not. No, my head's much more froggy normally. Oh,
that would fit with the feet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wiggles the little frog toes.
Hey, look at my little foot.
Oh, hey, little foot five.
Little foot five.
Anyway, yeah, this was the pumpkin that I was supposed to plant, but I'm not sure I can get a seed out. Maybe if I, you know, give my head a good shake.
I think if you do a little rabbit nose twitch, I'll show you how.
And she's going to do a bingo and twitch her little nosy.
Oh, I love that.
Everyone's heart just broke.
I mean, Parrish does have 3 chaos coins, so I guess I'll try to use my head to plant the final pumpkin. Yeah. But we're gonna see how it goes.
I've never wanted something to happen more.
I'm gonna shake these. I'm gonna roll these like they're dice.
Hell yeah!
Let's go.
Oh. Oh! Whoa! All heads! No luck!
Let's go!
There we go!
Rabbit nose twitch!
Parrish is like, at first when talking to this little old rabbit, like really trying to like shake his head to get a seed out. And then the rabbit says, just twitch your nose, and does the little nose twitch. And then Parrish just does this very subtle little nose twitch, and like a single little pumpkin seed just like tenderly falls into the patch and plants, completing that square, and I'll put
there
the X in the only spot left open.
That was a great little nose twitch, friend. May I call you friend?
You may and you must.
Oh, okay. Y'all are a nice group of people.
Are you the matriarch of the rabbits?
Oh no, the matriarch of the rabbits is a very evil and devious woman.
Oh.
If you ever see her, run.
I did not know fear until I met her.
you see Sal like jumps to attention, like that you hear a string like break, just goes and Sal runs up to Albany and goes, say that again.
I did not know fear until I met her.
Now that is a lyric. You see, Sal starts playing. Once the garden is complete, Amelie and Sal get to decide how the chapter ends, and everyone gets to drink a little bit of lemonade.
Oh.
Oh, lemonade!
Parrish runs in to get the tray of lemonade.
Oh, wait, if you're having lemonade, then we gotta have snacks. And she's gonna do one more bingo and give a gift of snacks and vegetables.
Aww.
The rabbits are precious.
We love the rabbits.
Monday will contribute by adding some glitter to all the lemonades.
Oh,
it doesn't change the taste or anything. It's not harmful, but it looks great.
It's beautiful, darling.
Monday, we got to talk about making more meals glittery around the bed and breakfast, I think.
It's great, right?
I think like 2 out of 3 meals, easy, we could make more glittery.
Absolutely agree. Finally, someone's on my side about this.
Yeah, we should talk. We should talk.
Let's talk.
And as you guys start talking, is there anything anyone wants to do before we wrap up this chapter?
I think if Sal continues playing music, Amelie will approach Sal and go, well, I understand the rules of most music genres. I believe there are some that do dictate what jazz is, but one of the rules of jazz is that they break many of them. I'm not entirely sure how to do that. Could you teach me?
See Sal's face light up, and I think Sal's going to do a bingo to support someone creatively. Amelie, I think you and I are going to be able to help each other so much. This right here is the beginning of a beautiful and hopefully just a little bit chaotic friendship.
Oh, no. Chaos.
And as you hear the gears in Amelie's head start whirring into overtime at the thought of allowing chaos into their foundational code, we begin to pull out from the bed and breakfast as we see a beautiful garden has been planted in neat and orderly rows. As everyone enjoys their sparkly lemonade, as glitter begins to fly all over the kitchen, as Monday and Parrish start going about glittering everything that is there, we hear somewhere in the kitchen a very angry and now very covered in glitter witch begin shouting some kind of obscenities we just can't quite hear off screen. And we see the rabbits poking up their little heads, 1, 2, 3, 10, 20, 30, 40, all around the garden to admire the final product. And that is the end of chapter 18 of Yazeba's Bed and Breakfast, Who Knows How a Garden Grows. The theme song for Yazeba's Bed and Breakfast, Stay, Won't You, by Matt DeCaro.
So cute.
Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Goodbye.
That was so lovely.
That was really cute.
That little old lady rabbit was my favorite.
If you're hearing this, that means you listen to every last second of this episode. And if you simply cannot wait until the next episode drops, you should head over to patreon.com/myfirstdungeonpod and become a member of the Dice Pool. Fresh! For just a few bucks a month, you'll get cast talkbacks, original games, and a full-length bonus actual play each and every month. As of the end of 2023, there's already over 20 hours of bonus audio, plus a whole bunch of other goodies to enjoy. So head on over to patreon.com/myfirstdungeonpod and jump on into the dice pool. We'll see you there. Splash!